السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم. إن شاء الله I hope that all of you have had a good week and that you're all doing well. Jazakallah khairan for joining us today for Al-Rahma's English course. Inshallah, today we will be continuing where we left off from Surah Al-An'am. And then inshallah, today's ayah is going to start from ayah number 148 to ayah number 151. And we'll start first with the recitation of these ayahs, and then inshallah, we will continue on with our tajweed analysis and take a look at some of the rules that appear within these ayahs. So if y'all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, inshallah, starting from the beginning of the lesson from ayah number 148.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. سيقول الذين أشركوا لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم حتى ذاقوا بأسنا قل هل عندكم من علم فتخرجوه لنا إن تتبعون إلا الظن وإن أنتم إلا تخرصون قل فلله الحجة البالغة فلو شاء لهداكم أجمعين قل هلم شهداءكم الذين يشهدون أن الله حرم هذا فإن شهدوا فلا تشهد معهم ولا تتبع أهواء الذين كذبوا بآياتنا والذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة وهم بربهم يعدلون قل تعالوا أتل ما حرم ربكم عليكم ألا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا ولا تقتلوا أولادكم من إملاق نحن نرزقكم وإياهم ولا تقربوا الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تعقلون.
Inshallah, that is going to be our lesson. Ayah number 148 to ayah number 151. Now let's go ahead and move back to the beginning of the ayat, inshallah, from ayah number 148, and we'll take a look at some of the tajweed rules that are appearing within these verses. So from ayah number 148, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقول الذين أشركوا. Here we start with the word سيقول. قاف here is going to be heavy. This is part of خسا ضغط قلف, which are the permanently heavy letters. قاف is one of them. And because this is a two count med asli here, this med will now also become heavy due to the qaf. سيقول الذين ذي, this is again going to be a two count med. أشركوا, sheen has the slifat of tafashi, meaning that the sound is going to spread throughout the mouth. Allow this to continue on just a little bit within the mouth. Ash, ra here is going to be heavy. Gu is going to be a two count med. Low, this is going to be med lean. This is med and ma, 1.5. Sha Allah, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med wajib muttasil. We see that there is the alif and the hamza all within the same word. So this is going to be med wajib muttasil, four count med. And then here we have the name of Allah. This is going to be a heavy lam in this name because the letter before has fatha. Sha Allahu, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Ma ashrakna, this is again going to be a four count med. In this case, this is going to be med jaiz munfasil because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. So here this is med jaiz, it is still a four count med. Ma ashrakna, sheen again has tafashi. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Ra is one of those letters that is sometimes heavy, sometimes light. The other one is lam. So this one is going to be heavy because of the fatha. Gaf here is going to have hams, meaning that there's going to be just a little bit of air, just a little bit of breath as we stop on this letter with sukun. Ashrakna. So you can hear that there is a little bit of air. You can just do a little bit of an exhale on this letter. And this is going to really help make sure that this letter is audible. Because if we don't add that, then that letter gaf doesn't really have much sound on its own. Ashrak. Now the gaf doesn't have any sound, so we're going to add in a little bit of air. Rak. Rak. So you're going to give it just an exhale, a breath on this letter. This is the character of hams. And this is going to just give it a little bit more of a sound. Na is going to be a two count med. Wala abauna, this is going to be a four count med. This is going to be med jaiz munfasil. Med and the hamza are within two separate words. And then in abauna, there is another four count med. First, there is a med badal, so there is the hamza followed by the letter alif, and then ba'una is going to be a four count med. This one is going to be med wajib muttasil because it is in the same word, so alif and hamza are in the same word. Na is going to be a two count med. Wala is going to be a two count med. Harramna, na is going to be a two count med. Ra in this case is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Mim has tawassut, so rest on this mim for a moment. Min shay, this is going to be ikhfa. We see there is nun sakin followed by one of the letters of ikhfa, which is the letter sheen. Shay, this is madlin. And then here we have a hamza, shay-in. Now, because I have stopped here, I am going to give a sukun to that hamza. But I will also make sure that I'm giving it a proper stop. And the proper characteristic or slifat for the hamza is the characteristic of jahr, meaning the sound is abruptly going to stop. I'm also going to raise the voice just a little bit to emphasize this hamza with a sukun. Shay. So you can hear I've kind of abruptly stopped that sound in my throat. And this is going to be jahad because that sound is not continuing. Instead, that abrupt stop is kind of emphasizing this letter hamza. If you don't do that jahad, it will sound like shay. Now, I don't hear that hamza at all. It just kind of sounds like a medlin. So I will make sure to emphasize that. I give it a little bit of a jerk, a little bit of a abrupt stop here on hamza with sukun. Gadhalika, this is going to be a two-count med. Gadhaba, tha here is a letter that is pronounced when the tongue comes in between the teeth. Very important that you are saying this correctly and not turning it into a Z sound. So we are not saying gazalika, gazaba, lazina. So very important that when you are saying this letter dal, the teeth are not touching, they are not coming in contact with each other. Instead, the tongue should be between the teeth, and this is going to give that proper sound of tha. Kadhaballadhina, the, this is going to be a two count med. Min qablihim, this is going to be ikhfa. This is a heavy ikhfa because we see that qaf is a heavy letter. Qablihim, ba here has qalqala. It is one of the letters of qutub jad. When we have any of these letters, we are going to give it a little bit of a bounce. Qablihim, mim has tawassut.
Hatta, hat from the middle of the throat, that is going to be a two-count med. That is a two-count med. Ku is a two-count med. Ba-sana. Hamza here has a little bit of jahar again. It's going to have just that abrupt, like stopping almost in the throat. This is jahar. And this is really going to change that hamza from the letter hamza to a jawf. So if we don't say this letter correctly, we are changing the makhraj. And we are changing this letter to a two-count med. So we don't want to do that. This is not a two-count ba. Ba-sana. So we want to make sure that there's that abrupt ba-sana. So you do have that hamza with sukun and you're kind of emphasizing that. Sana, this is a two-count med. Qul, qaf is going to be heavy. Lam has tawassut. Hal, lam has tawassut. Indakum, this is going to be noon with ikhfa. Ain from the middle of the throat. Indakum min, this is going to be idgham with ghunna. So we see that there is that meme. And then again, there is a meme with a shadda. So we are merging both of these memes together. This is idgham because they're merged together. Min ilmin, noon has tawassut. And this is also a letter of idhar. So noon sakin followed by one of the throat letters, the letter ain. So the noon here is going to be pronounced clearly. Min ilmin, lam has tawassut. Ilmin fa, this is going to be ikhfa. So we see that there is tanween followed by the letter fa, which is one of the letters of ikhfa. Fatukhrijuhu lana. Ra here is going to be light because it has a kasra. Ju is a two-count med. Lana. Now this is a four-count med if you are continuing, but because I have stopped, I'm going to make this a two-count med. So if you are stopping, you will say lana two counts. If you are continuing, lana in, because now there is that hamza and it's going to turn this into a four-count med. Ja is. So depending on if you stop or continue, this can be either a two or a four-count med. تتبعونا, this is going to be إخفاء. تتبعونا, this is going to be a two-count med. إلا ظنا, law here is going to be heavy. It is part of خصة ضغط قل. وإن أنتم, this is going to be إظهار. Nun ساكن followed by the letter Hamza, which is one of the letters of the throat. So Nun sound is going to be clear and there is going to be توسط. أنتم, this Nun here is going to be إخفاء. Nun followed by the letter Ta. Mim has tawassut. Illa, this is a two-count med. Dakhrusun, kha is going to be heavy. It is one of those letters that is permanently heavy. Khussa, dakht, and gilv. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a dhamma. And saad is permanently heavy, also part of khussa, dakht, and gilv. Qul, qaf is going to be heavy. Lam has tawassut. Falillahi, name of Allah here is going to be light because name of Allah beginning has a kasra on the letter lam. Falillahil, lam has tawassut. Hujjatul baligha, ha from the middle of the throat. Lam has tawassut in al baligha. Ba is a two count med. Baligha, ghain is going to be heavy. And then here we have a ta marbuta. This is going to be a ta marbuta because we have stopped. Now it is ha with sukun. And because it has sukun, we are going to make sure we give it extra hum so that we're not dropping this letter. Baligha. So you can hear there is that exhale, that breath at the end of the hums. And this is going to truly make sure that it is audible and it doesn't turn into a two-count med. Baligha. Now this is a two-count med, so we are going to make sure extra hams, extra air, baligha, extra exhale at the end. Falaw, this is going to be medlin, maddan ma. Sha'a, this is going to be a four-count med. This is going to be madja is munfasil. Mad and the hamza are within that same word. Lahadakum, this is going to be a two-count med. Mim has tawassut. Ajma'in, jim is going to have qalqala, and then ayn from the middle of the throat. Qul, qaf is heavy, lam has tawassut, halumma shuhada'a, this is a four count med, med wajib muttasil, med and the hamza within that same word. Shuhada'akum alladhina yashhaduna, sheen is going to have tafashi, rest on this for a moment. Yashhaduna, this is a two count med. Annallaha, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Harrama, ra here is going to be heavy because of the fatha. Hada, ha is a two-count med, that is a two-count med. فَإِن شَهِدُوا, this is going to be إِخْفَاء, نُن سَكِن followed by the letter sheen. شَهِدُوا, two-count med. فَلَا, two-count med. تشهد شين has تفشي دال has قلقلة it is part of قطب جد معهم ميم has توسط ولا تتبع عين is going to have توسط and we're going to rest on this for a moment and make sure that this is coming from the middle of the throat and you do have a little bit of that constriction أهواء ha is going to be from the lower throat it has humps so do make sure that you're giving it plenty of air and breath and this is going to be a four count mad in wa this is going to be madja is munfasil mad and the hamza within that same word ahwa alladhina kadhabu bu is going to be a two count mad bi'a is a two count mad ya is a two count mad dina is a two count mad walladhina V is going to be a two-count mud. La is going to be a two-count mud. Yu'minuna. Hamza is going to have that abrupt stop, again with jahar. Nu is going to be a two-count mud. Bil-akhirati. Lam has tawassut. Kho is going to be heavy. It is part of khussa, dhakht, and gilf. Ra in this case is heavy because it has a fatha. Wahum bi-rabbihim. Ra is going to be heavy because it has a fatha. Ya'adilun. Ayn has tawassut. Make sure that you are rolling that around in the throat just a little bit. And then we end on a four-count mud. Mada'arid lissukun. قل لام has توسط تعالو عين is going to be from the middle of the throat two count med لو is مدلين أتلو تا here is going to have همس ما two count med حرما را here is going to be heavy ربكم را is going to be heavy both of these را have فتحة ميم has توسط عليكم عين going to be from the middle of the throat لي this is going to be مدلين ميم has توسط ألا This is going to be a two-count med. Tushriku, sheen has tafashi. Ro here is going to be light. Ku, this is a two-count med. Bihi, two-count med. This med is going to be madsila sughra because we see that small sign of the med, that ya. Also, we see a ha dhamir. So this is going to be two-count madsila sughra. Shay'a, this is going to be madlin. And then a, this is going to be madli iwad because we see that there is fathatain, two fathas or a fatha tanween. And we are stopping here. We are going to turn this into a two-count med. Shay'a. And if you are continuing, then you will read this as a tanween. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ لَمْ has توسط وَا is a two-count med. Day is going to be مَدْلِين. إِحْسَانَ ha going to be from the middle of the throat. Sa is a two-count med. Na is a two-count med. This is مَدْلْ عِوَد. Again, we see فَتْحَتَيْن, two فَتْحَز, because we have stopped. Now it is a two-count med. If you are continuing, you can read this as a تنوين. Wala, this is a two-count med. Taqutulu, qaf is going to be heavy. And then here, taqutulu awladakum, this is going to be a four-count med. Now, this is going to be med ja'iz munfasil, because the med and the hamza are within two separate words. Oh, this is med lin. La is a two-count med. Awladakum min. Min is going to be idhar, nun sakin, followed by the letter hamza, which is one of the letters of the throat. Imlaq. Mim has tawassut, laq, this is going to be a four-count med, and then qaf here at the end has qalqala because it is one of the letters of qutub jad. Nahnu, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat. Now ruzukukum, ra is going to be heavy. First qaf is heavy, the next one is gaf, which is light. Now ruzukukum, wa iyyahum, mim has tawassut, wala, two-count med, taqrabu, qaf is heavy, ra is also going to be heavy. تقرب الفواحش و is going to be a two count med ما two count med ظاهرة ظا is heavy ها is light را is heavy ظاهرة منها نون has توسط ها is a two count med وما this is a two count med بطن طا is going to be heavy نون has توسط ولا this is a two count med تقتل النفس قاف is going to be heavy it has قطب جد نفس Fat here is going to have hams. Nafsa allati harram Allah. Ra here is going to be heavy because it has fatha. Name of Allah here is heavy because the letter before has fatha. Harram Allahu illa two count mad bilhaq. Qaf here is going to have qalqala. Dhalikum mim has tawassut. Wassaakum saad is going to be heavy and this is a two count mad. Bihi two count mad. La'allakum mim has tawassut. Ta'qilun. Ayn is going to be from the middle of the throat and then qaf here is going to be heavy.
This is going to be our lesson for today, ayah number 148 to ayah number 151. And inshallah, we'll stop here and move on to the next portion of our class. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.